voice in my head. I hear what he said. I can't trust a thing. My heart won't let me rest. Voice in my head. I hear what he said. I can't trust a thing. If I picked up and heard, first would you fuck me?
Welcome back to episode 2 of 2025. We're here with the roommate Lauren. He's first appearance in a minute, so good to have him here.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
How you doing? How's the semester been going? I know we've been talking about this, but you haven't told everybody else.
The semester is so light, honestly. I'm not really used to it. I was taking so many credits last semester, and now I'm taking like basically the minimum, but I also have to study for the DAT, so that's kind of kicking my butt, but it's fine. I know I'm lucky to be in a position where I can have some stress to study for, so
yeah,
I'm happy about it. But the semester is easy. I'm taking biostatistics, which is just like a math slash biology course, and you have to do a lot of coding for it. I'm not very good at coding. See, what else am I taking? I'm taking the core class that we both have to take.
Yeah, 4929.
But mine's required. About, like, the Jesuit education. We're reading, like, the Ignatian pedagogy paradigm or something right now.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's core is different. Or, like, there's a different topic. Yeah. So his is that, and then mine is the politics of food. So
interesting.
Interesting mix here.
And then I have physics that Zach and I are both in.
Yep.
Different teachers this semester, but still same
stuff.
Yeah. And then
same BS.
Lastly, I'm taking experimental molecular evolution, which I didn't know until I stepped foot in the class is a grad course for graduate students and not undergrad. It's technically like a hybrid. Like, it's undergrad and graduate students, but me and two other undergrads are in the class of, like, 30.
Yeah.
So it's basically a grad class. And the professor was like, the only difference between the undergrad portion and the graduate portion is that on your final project, you'll have to write, the grad students have to write, like, a one-page paper. So it's just essentially you learn the same things. You're getting taught the same things, like, everything. As a grad course. But I like it because grad students aren't there to take exams. They actually want to learn. So there's, like, no exams in the class.
That's so nice.
It's just, like, straight teaching.
And learning.
I don't know. I think that's how school should be. But
no exams. We should just learn.
I think there are better ways to show how you learn
stuff.
No, I
know. I agree. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm taking grad course, physics, biostatistics, and core. And it's pretty light coming off, like, a 20-plus credit course load last semester.
Last semester was insane. This one also. Well, for me, at least, it's a little insane. But it's all right. But I was just, like, thinking about... I was, like, reflecting on the last week, like, this morning and stuff, like, lying in bed. I was like, it was a pretty crazy week, right? So, like, it dated back to last weekend. Marquette lost at home. And then my favorite team, Chelsea, actually won a game, which was interesting. So, yeah, they got out of their rut. Got out of the rut of five games of not winning. I'm also wearing the jersey right now for the game today.
Cole Palmer.
What else?
We had a
cold day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the... We basically had Easter break worth of days off.
It was, like, probably the most ideal first weekend you probably could have asked for as a student, which is...
We had Friday evening... / night. I count that as a weekend because you don't have
school. Well, yeah, I don't know about you, but I only have one class on Fridays.
Yeah, I have two. And one of them is physics, so one and a half.
Yeah, so one, yeah. And my only class is at 3. So, like, you basically have the entire day. You just have to allot a time for an hour.
Yeah. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had MLK day on Monday.
Yeah. And then
cold day on Tuesday.
And that was it.
And then our first day of class was Wednesday.
It was weird. It was like, Monday, but it was Wednesday. What? Monday, but it was Wednesday.
Yeah. It felt like a Monday.
It was so weird.
We were halfway through the week.
And plus, like, we did make use of the cold day, I'd say. Played some basketball and then went to the new Wellness and Recreation Center, which I thought was very cool. So I thought that was a fun time. So we made good use of it.
Yeah, that place is super nice. That's where I messed up my shoulder. I realized that one day we were playing.
Yeah.
And then, but, yeah, we still got to get the roommate pickleball or tennis.
I want to play pickleball because, I mean, I've never played it before. And it looks a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, continuing on, we had, like, throughout the week and stuff, we had our game yesterday, which was a good win. And now we're here right now.
Marquette never makes it easy. They will always take years off my life watching games.
No, but I do like enjoy watching them play and stuff, but I thought yesterday was a really good game for everybody and essentially cuz like the past like 3-4 games you couldn't see really you couldn't really see a plan.
It felt like we were plateauing off of like success from earlier in the season.
It literally just looked like a straight line. Unlike an EKG, just like dead. And then
we saw signs of life.
Saw life.
Stevie balled out.
Chase balled out. David Joplin.
Balled out in the sense of balling out, but not for Cam Jones's potential. No. I don't know how to put that, but.
I was listening to the press conference after with the coach.
Yeah.
And he was really praising David Joplin.
Yeah.
He said...
he's a big body in the paint. Dude.
He said, yeah, he was like, we felt that him on Eric Dixon, who's the leading scorer in the Big East.
Yeah, he's averaging like...
24 a game, that's what it says.
He's now at 25, yeah.
Well, 25, whatever.
He's
just like
averaging
insane.
25 and he got like, what, 10 points?
16.
Okay, well...
Or 18. Because I remember Shaka said, he said,
That's a quiet 18 for
him. Yeah, though. Exactly. He was like, you know, it was unbelievable that we were able to hold him to 18 points or 16 yeah. points. But he was like, we felt that Joplin was the best man to guard him. And I kind of agree.
I feel like Joplin and Dixon have, like, kind of similar games in the sense that, like, Eric Dixon will throw up a, like, FU three-pointer just for giggles and then just cashes it. And you're just like, what?
Yeah, he did that at the end of the game.
Yeah. He's
like, what?
So I think, like, some of his points were just, like, last-ditched efforts that just went in because he's so good. And that's the same with Joplin. Like, Joplin will, like, get hot and then just, like, pull up from the logo.
Yeah.
Or, like,
no!
Like, 30 feet. And we're just like, what?
And then he makes it sometimes, yeah. and then everybody goes crazy. But nice. I think our next home game is
UConn.
Yeah, National Marquette Day, which is next weekend. Wow, that's crazy.
Dude, I love our team so much. I'm so happy that we're not trash.
Yeah, the team being good, like, just elevates the experience at being at the university. Just,
even if they weren't good, I would still love watching them, but it's like
I don't have, like, this is my only good team that's, like, really good.
Shaka's built something special. I'm thinking of writing him a letter when I graduate saying thank you. Thank you for making my 4 years good.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, I was like, it makes it fun to come here that we have such a fun sport culture and stuff, so I might write him a little note and be like, yo, you don't know me, but thank you.
But thank you. I said hi to you going to breakfast at Kobe. And yeah. You probably don't remember that, but
I see your car every day. I resist writing messages on the window.
That's where you should put it, on the windshield.
I know.
Just thank you. Thank you note. I'd get everybody to do it.
Yeah, just a bunch
of seniors.
You know the rookie hazing in, like, the NBA where they fill the car with popcorn?
Yeah, we should get the whole...
We should fill his car with love letters.
With thank you notes
thank
and
you
everything.
Notes. Love letters is a bit extreme. I'll write a love letter.
All right. But, yeah, so we got that to look forward to next weekend, which should be pretty crazy. I got two of my friends who we're still in the works, but this is a little promotion for next week because we have two alumni coming back that have been on. So that would be the first two alumni to come on the show, actually. So stay tuned for that. I might promote it, probably not, but you're hearing it here. So that just come and listen, whatever.
Tastes like promotion.
Yeah. So that should be a lot of fun. And the game should be very nervy, I'm going to predict. Because I really want to win that game.
Gosh, I'm not going to be able to hold myself back on Dan Hurley. I'm going to get so mad seeing him.
And people are talking like, oh, am I going to make it to the game and everything? I was like, you got to make it to the game.
It's probably
the most important game.
You know what I've kind of realized? Hurley essentially is the... I don't know, it was PJ or FJ Simmons, JK Simmons, mm-hmm. the guy from Whiplash
yeah.
of UConn. Like, just yells at his team, like, it's just, but it works. He's great.
Yeah, he is
and
the
And he
Whiplash.
Looks like him, too.
He does.
Kinda.
But he does get mad, and it's kind of funny when he does.
He's the band director of Whiplash.
Yeah. I was looking on Twitter and stuff, and there's a bunch of, like, Big East and they looked at defensive rankings or something like that. And UConn's, like, very low for some reason.
I think it's because they mostly have, like, rookies and transfers. Just youngins.
Yeah. I forgot where Marquette was, but I just remember UConn being significantly low for their yeah. standards. And I was...
Oh, I know they still have Diarra, their center, but they're missing Sanogo. He went to the league. They're missing Klingon, obviously, was a big part.
League.
But their best players are Caravan and Liam McNeely. So two shooters mm-hmm. that I'm going to sound like a hater, but like they're not good at defense because they're just like stand-up shooters.
Yeah. Is he back, Nick Neely? I know he got hurt.
I don't know. I think maybe, yeah. Maybe they are good at defense. I don't know them. I don't watch enough UConn games. I just assume that shooters don't have the same...
I just know they've had tough losses.
Yeah, defensive prowess is like...
Like Nova beat them. Villanova beat them.
Yeah, and we beat Nova
pretty
convincingly
yeah, exactly.
at one point. in the game, then we kind of just let it slip.
We won by 13, so a double-digit win is convincing, in my opinion.
Nova's really confusing. I don't know.
They're very confusing and very bad.
They have good wins and bad losses. It's like the most confusing team. Yeah.
And they have a funny coach that everybody makes fun of because he wears very skin-tight suits.
Oh, yeah. The jeggings, the jean leggings.
They're
5-5 in the conference.
Yeah, so they're the epitome of mid here.
They lost to Georgetown, which we beat. They lost to Xavier, which we tied with. Yeah, they lost to St. John's by 13 or 12. That's going to be a really good game, St. John's.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one too.
They beat Nova by 2. Oh my gosh, they beat DePaul by 45.
Who did Nova?
Yeah, 100-56.
What? And
well, that's 44. Whatever. Beat Butler, lost to Creighton, and that was it.
That's crazy.
St. John's is going to cook this year.
I'm actually kind of for that in that sense, like seeing them in the tournament and stuff.
Their only loss is to Creighton, at Creighton, which was, I think, a buzzer beater.
They're probably I think they're like a top 10 defense in the country, I think.
I don't like their coach, but I like their program.
They have a good I'm assuming when we play them, I'm assuming it's going to be at the Garden.
Yeah,
which
my grandfather went to St. John's, so I low-key rock with St. John's.
Yeah, but I don't even know where in New York it is.
It's in Queens. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, so that's a school that you'd be like, oh yeah, let's go to New York, let's be like New York City and everything. I think that's very cool. But why is there just a red Solo cup? Is that yours?
No.
Okay. There's a red Solo cup on our desk, and we don't... Is there something in it?
It's in Manhattan. I was wrong. East Village. But this says it's in Queens, Jamaica.
Queens, Jamaica?
Results for Jamaica, Queens. Yeah, whatever.
So it's in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Makes sense if they're playing in MSG.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Stony Brook's on Long Island.
Mm.
That's the other school. I don't know. There's a lot of New York schools.
Yeah. Talk about your winter break. Did you do anything? Your DC trip?
It was pretty chill. I worked a little bit here and there. I shadowed at dental clinics and offices. Just trying to like get
experience, right?
Yeah. Yeah. As sure
always a good thing.
As Zach knows, you like when you apply, you need to have like X amount of hours, or it looks better the more hours and different places that you shadow. So I just did that. It was chill. I shadowed a friend's mom from high school. She was like one of the nicest people, and then I shadowed a corporate dentist. He's one of the meanest people. So I had like both ends of the spectrum. And then me, my mom, and my sister went to Washington, D.C., like right around New Year's. So like end of December, early January. And that was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Did you go to the museums?
We went to the Smithsonian.
Nice. Yeah, that's always a good.
We didn't like putz around too much, but we like went to the Capitol because... The reason my mom was there is because she helps run the Aspen Center for Marquette University in D.C., which is a 1 or 2 week program where they send students out over like New Year's Eve and until school starts again on the 13th. And they teach an economics class there. And my mom teaches that class in D.C. So she was setting up the apartments and everything, make sure mm-hmm. that the kids are comfortable, make sure everything's ready to go so they don't have to worry about that. So while we were there, we were doing some of that, but the kids' apartments are literally like 5-10 blocks away from the Capitol.
Damn.
So we were just able to walk to the Capitol. We got to see one of my favorite things was the botanical gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Those were super cool. And then we walked past the pencil looking thing. Was it Washington?
The pencil monument. Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, those are nice.
We went to Lincoln, where the I Have a Dream speech was,
yep.
And then passed to...
Jefferson?
Yeah.
All the monuments. They're pretty cool. I haven't been to D.C. since I was a young lad.
It's one of those things where, like, you see a photo of it, and you're like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, you go in person, you're like, this is insane. Like,
yeah, it's just, like,
cool. The amount of, like, history and, like, even, I don't know how to put it, but, like, seeing something in person is just, like, crazy to me. And yeah. To think that this was here when Martin Luther King was there, and I'm standing, like, in the same spot that MLK was, is just, like,
yeah,
gives you chills.
Yeah, so. It's crazy. It's a cool spot. I want to go back. Just to see, I mean, you obviously want to see, like, the monuments and stuff, but I think the museums are really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun time. We got to walk through Georgetown University a little bit.
How was that?
It was good. We just went to, like, a bagel spot outside of it that my sister found called, what was it? Call Your Mother.
Call Your Mother.
I believe
Make
it's
Make sure
that.
To call your mother.
It was a Jewish
It's a good
bagel place. It was so good. It was the best bagel I think I've ever
actually,
had.
Actually? Damn.
It was
those kids,
phenomenal.
Those students have it nice.
I know. And then New Year's Eve, we went to a John Oliver comedy show.
Nice.
That was super fun. He's the not the principal, but one of the advisors in the show Community on Netflix.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it was really funny. A lot of the jokes were political.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Because it was just around January 6th
January
in D.C.
January 6th in D.C., like, you have to make those jokes. It's, like, mandatory.
They were also joking, like, for some reason, like, you know how when you cross a crosswalk, it shows, like, you got, like, 10 or 20 seconds to cross? Mm-hmm. In D.C., for some reason, it's just, like, 70 seconds. Like, 70 seconds will pop up, and it's just really weird how long it is. And he opened, he was like, hey, I was a little late here because there was a 300-second crosswalk.
Are the streets that wide, you think?
They have a lot of, like...
Or it's, like, angles, right?
Yeah, it's angles, and then they have a lot of, like...
turnpikes?
Not roundabouts, but they called, like, rotundas? Something like that.
Something like that.
It's a circle, and then there's, like, a park in the middle, and then there's, like, 18 exits off of the circle.
Yeah.
So it's, like, difficult because people will get stuck in the circle. They only let, like, two... I don't know. It's confusing.
Yeah.
The whole city was confusing.
Were you guys
honest.
Driving around or taking public?
We mostly just took public transport. Like,
nice.
Because she had to get the, I'm forgetting what it's called. The, like, tram or whatever. The train.
Did you go to the train station?
Yeah.
Like, down...
Yeah. Dude, it's so cool
in there.
It looks like
Hunger Games or something.
I know.
Like that.
I like it more than, like,
I'm just... This is, like, my memory trying
yeah,
to remember. Yeah, it looks cool.
It's very brutalist, like just concrete, but I think it looks really cool. I like it better than like Boston, because Boston's is just like dirty.
Or like New York, where it's like,
yeah,
the subway.
But this just felt really clean and like...
Or Chicago's Red Line. Yeah. Oh, boy. Just asking to get robbed.
I was just telling Zach earlier, I'm envious of people who get to grow up in cities like that where... As a kid, you can just, like, take a train to go to a White Sox game or
yeah.
take a train to
take
go.
Take the bus, you know.
Like, oh, let me just hop on the T and go watch the Red Sox play today instead of...
Let me figure out an Uber or, like,
yeah.
drive.
It must be
parking.
So nice.
Yeah, I know. That's what I would do. Coming because if you live in, like, Chicago and stuff, you don't really need a car.
Because I've seen, like, movies of it, like, I don't know if it was in A Bronx Tale, but, like, movies like that where they're just young kids and they hop on the subway and they...
Yep.
go to a game and then they come back. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah. If I end up living in like downtown Chicago or something like that, I'm just gonna use public transport. And it's really like there's a different feeling when you like have to do that. I mean, it's sort of reflective when like I was here when I had to take public transport last semester and last year. It's like a different, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like it's just like a different feeling because you're like, I got to do this, and it's, like, it feels like you're part of something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just participating in, like, a city function, yeah. you know, instead of just, like, driving because it's more individual.
It's like a community.
Yeah, exactly. And if, like, you're doing that in, like, a big city and stuff where, like, everybody does it, it's
yeah.
pretty cool.
It's also so nice because when I would go visit my sister, she'd be like, oh, like, let's go get bagels, like, in the morning. And I'm just like, okay, so we have to... go to your car and drive. She's like, oh, no, we can just take the subway. Like, take the T is what it's called in Boston. We can just take the T and go wherever we want. I was like,
do you know what it stands for?
So nice.
What it's short for? Tram?
The T?
Yeah.
Trans
or like
trans boss. I don't know. I remember because there's a dude that comes on the like intercom and says what it is. What does the T stand?
The T. You got the T, the L.
The T in Boston refers to the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, MBTA. So they just call it the T.
The T, yeah.
Instead of transportation.
So you got the L, the T. I know, you can ask Trey, but the BART.
Oh, yeah, that's Bay Area.
Bay Area Rail Transit, I think is what it's.
That's a fire name.
The BART.
Sorry, boss. I'm late. The BART was.
But it's cool because I remember taking the BART and we were in Oakland, the Oakland station, and you literally take the subway, the BART, underneath the bay to San Francisco.
That's fire.
It wasn't fun for my mother, but.
She have a bad experience?
No, she just doesn't like tight spaces like that.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. So, I mean, anybody would kind of get nervous about that, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Is she afraid of heights as well?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know some people that, like, are claustrophobic also hate heights.
Are you afraid of heights?
I like to say no until I get up to a really high space. And I, like,
oh, no.
I don't think I am. I'm not opposed to, like, going skydiving or, like, doing any of that stuff. But I went up in the Willis Tower or the Sears Tower or whatever once.
The sky deck?
Yeah. And I, like, looked down and I was like, ooh.
I've actually never done that. I've never gone into the Sears Tower before, which is wild.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone into the lobby.
And you're from Chicago.
And it's like the most famous building from there, arguably. Yeah. And I haven't been in it. But I know my parents had a brunch at the 95th floor at the John Hancock.
Oh, that's fire.
Which is, it looks insane because you get the whole view.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say I'm afraid of heights. Because I like roller coasters and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would do skydiving. I feel like I would have to do skydiving if someone's, like, with me, you know?
Yeah, like a friend.
Or, like, a professional on my back.
Oh, yeah, I would only do it with a professional.
But I wouldn't do it, like, just by myself. I would have, like, either you or, like, someone else, like, just do it.
Yeah, I'd be too afraid to, like, pass out in, like, midair.
Yeah,
that's why I need someone who's a professional.
I would just be afraid of just, like, falling backward and not being able to control yourself, you know?
They make it look cool. So easy.
Yeah, and having like a skydiving license and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's like one of those once in a lifetime experiences that you probably should get done if you have the opportunity to. Like if you're given the opportunity. If you're given the opportunity to definitely take it and everything. Yeah.
It does sound fun.
You know, this is a random topic switch, but there is a city that I do want to, like, I want to see, like, I want to see how different it is in person rather than the pictures. It's Dubai.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the, yeah.
You know, because it's, like, a lot of it's, like, man-made and everything,
mm-hmm.
but it just looks really cool, and it's just, like, I wonder if there's a big difference between, like, luxurious people and then like poor people that live there,
because I've seen a lot of videos that's like going grocery shopping and there's like a Audi R8 next to a Lamborghini,
yeah, exactly.
Next to like a G-Wagon, and they always say how rich people are, but you can't just have an area with just a bunch of rich people with nothing else, so there has to be some sort of middle class. So I think it would be interesting to I want to see the line that they're building, you know, that thing.
Oh yeah,
the like $1 trillion like community /
city
they're building called the line.
I don't even know, like, I feel like that would get done like when we're like grandpas.
Yeah, that's not getting done in my lifetime. I'm not an architect by any means, but I just, for some reason, a line in a city just doesn't make sense to me. I feel like wind would just,
well, I
wouldn't that cause a lot of interference?
Well, how wide do you think it actually is?
Pretty wide.
Like, it just feels like, I don't even know.
I would say, like,
like the size of a house?
I was going to oh, no.
Smaller than that?
No. I was going to say the size of Marquette University from Straz to the Mark.
Oh, actually?
I think that's,
well, I can't even picture. That's why.
I think the line is supposed to be, like, multiple things. Is it in Abu Dhabi? The line? The line? Saudi Arabia.
I was just picturing, like, maybe the size of like a building and it's just multiple.
No,
rows, you
okay,
know?
It's smaller than what I thought because it has a full football field, like from width to width.
Okay,
so more
so,
or less.
So basically, a football stadium wide.
Yeah. So, I don't even know. What's it called? Samford Bridge wide.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe not a few blocks, but definitely a large stadium width.
So a block.
Yeah.
Block or 2 blocks, I'd say.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me how this could be functional. But,
I don't even know how you'd like get in.
Again, it makes no sense. It's in the middle of the desert.
And I don't even know, like, how long they would... I mean, it would probably take a long time to build. You're building, like, a whole community in this little...
I just don't know what's the purpose. Like, why a line? What's the purpose of...
Save space, but, like...
I guess so, yeah. That just makes me think of, like, those futuristic movies where they just start building up instead of out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's weird.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that whole area, Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Qatar.
I just, like, I want to see what it looks like in person.
Yeah.
To see, like, the, because, I mean, like, all the pictures, the buildings look really cool and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, like, and see if the people are nice or the locals.
Trying to catch them for catfishing.
For scamming. I know there's a lot of scam artists there.
You're being the Manti Te'o of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. who do you have this weekend for the football playoffs?
Literally anyone but the Chiefs.
I got the Bills winning.
I want the Bills to win.
And I got the Commanders winning. But I do think it might be just the Chiefs and Eagles, I'm not gonna lie.
I was gonna say the teams I want to win are Bills and Commanders. The teams that will win are Chiefs and Eagles.
So we heard it here. Chiefs, Eagles. Is probably going to happen, although we want the other alternative.
It was so funny at the Marquette game last night. Zach and I were sitting next to each other, and the ref had like a few blown calls that were like kind of crappy.
Yeah, it was the same guy.
And some dad that's sitting next to like his probably, what was it, like 5-6-year-old daughter just yells at the top of his lungs. He's like, "Are you working the Chiefs game after this too?" It was so funny.
The Chiefs are signing him to like a one day on Sunday.
The joke, if you do not get it, is that the Chiefs are notorious with having the referees on their side at all times.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes gets cradled like a baby.
Yeah.
He has special...
It's basically the Mahomes rules.
He's a like special different. Whistle for Patrick Mahomes.
He literally goes down and gets touched. It's actually crazy. Some of the roughing the passers that are on him are ridiculous.
It's actually insane. It's ridiculous. Not even roughing the passer. Like, by the rules,
they like shove him
inbounds.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes cries every time he gets tackled in tackle football, and they call a foul.
But some of them, like, they say, like, oh, you can't, like, put your full body weight on the
it's
quarterback.
It's tackle football.
But like,
what are you meant
but
to
that,
do?
They like push him. He throws the ball and then they shove him and then it's roughing the passer. I don't understand that.
It doesn't help that he flops all the time.
And he
too.
Flopped the last in the divisional round.
It's crazy.
But it's just like one of those things where it's like someone's so good that you just can't like him anymore. He's like the new Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, if he were good and not annoying, I feel like I would like him, but. He's good and then just, like, complains about getting hit. Like, if he were to just lower his shoulder and take one, I would respect him a little bit more.
Yeah.
But instead, he just, like, he gets pushed running when he's going out of bounds and just, like, flails his body and cries. And then gets... I don't feel bad for him at all when he just...
The announcers were like, what is he doing?
Like, it's like Joel Embiid. Yeah. Joel Embiid's really good at what he does, but he flops. And he cries like a baby, and I don't... It's not fun to watch.
You see Joel Embiid's free throw routine?
No.
Where he
better or worse than Giannis?
No, it's definitely worse. You can probably look it up after this, but he gets the ball, he scratches his butt and then he sniffs it.
What?
I'm sorry, you can look it up.
That's actually insane.
And so there's like two clips of him just like
that's disgusting.
And then he
better make it.
I don't even remember if he made it, but everybody was like, what did he do? And I think he did it like twice. And people were like, it was all over. Like,
oh my gosh, Joel Embiid free throw sniff. Oh my gosh, you're right. He does it in warm-ups too. It's not even like a... Why are there so many videos of this? This isn't good.
I don't know what he thinks he's doing with that, but...
Joel Embiid flops mid-free throw.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Where So those dudes that flop are kind of funny. I'll probably see some flopping later today.
That's why I like...
The Chelsea game.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like rec basketball, because no one's calling a foul. So there's no point in flopping. You have to actually...
You have to call a foul, but then when you call a foul, people are like, no, it's not foul. It's not foul.
You just shoot for it.
That's what I always say. I always say shoot for it. Shoot for ball.
I'm just non-confrontational. I just don't like people fighting over it.
Yeah. I'm just like, let's just play the game, guys.
Yeah.
Just carry on. Who cares? We're getting more playing time rather than arguments.
So Chelsea plays City today?
What
are your thoughts, opinions, and concerns?
Well, I'm given you say that, I'm going to look at the lineup here. But yeah, we play at 11:30. So it should be interesting. Let's see the lineup here.
You have Kai.
It's a pretty good lineup. It's probably our strongest lineup. So we got Robert Sanchez in goal, which
Fire.
Is
goat.
Interesting because he leads the league in errors leading to goals.
Oh.
But he can pull a save out of his ass. So
he's like hit or miss. Like Ben,
he can make like a really clutch save, but then like he'd get the ball and try to throw it out for like a transition, and he literally throws it to the next guy. Like, he's just like, what is he doing?
This is off topic, but did you see that one goalie that like kicked the ball and it went off someone's head and into the goal? Mm-hmm. I don't know who scored that, but I saw that.
I forgot who
was
that.
Real?
Maybe
that was Rafinha.
Oh no, yeah, it was in the Benfica.
Yeah.
Barcelona game, the Benfica keeper just trying to punt it out for a transition,
and the dude just stood there.
Hit his head, and he was like, yeah, and went in the goal.
For those listening, it didn't hit his head right outside of the goal. This was 25.
It was probably 30 yards outside the goal, outside the box.
30 yards. That's what, 60 feet.
Yeah.
Like, imagine getting hit in the head, and the ball has so much power to travel 60 feet the
opposite
direction.
It didn't even bounce. It didn't even bounce too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, continue with the
lineup. Yeah, yeah. So. And then we got Reece James, the captain.
33 James.
Huge, because he's been injured his entire career. And when he plays, he's probably one of our best players. A good center back pairing of Levi Colwill and then Trevor Chalobah. I don't know. Do you remember Trevor Chalobah?
I can't say. I do.
So the funny thing is, last year, one of our best defenders, one of our best center backs, since he comes through the academy of Chelsea in itself. The board or like the guys who run the business they're more inclined to sell players from their own academy.
Okay.
So they can get profit.
Yeah.
It sounds really messed up. Like if you think about it, but that's just how the terms go. So he was our best defender. They said we can probably get a lot of value from him.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want him in the squad. So in all of summer league, in the preseason, didn't play. And then they ended up loaning him out to Crystal Palace, who's a team in the Premier League. Then our center back situation gets messed. Everybody, it's all controversial because he's our best center back. And we kept these two other guys who are not as good as him. So we're like, why are we doing this? So yeah, we had that whole situation. And then they recently recalled him back from his loan. So now he's playing for us again, and he's like, respect to him because he's probably put that all in the past, and he's like, I want to play for this team instead of like
being petty
and not wanting to play and everything. So it's really good. And so this center back pairing of Chalobah and Colwill, because it's the two academy guys.
Colwill's good.
Yeah, he's probably our best one, next to Chalobah, but it's two academy guys.
I saw this video with Reece James earlier. I think I sent it to you. I don't remember, but he was at a barber shop.
Yeah, put the Tottenham thing in.
And they put the Tottenham thing in.
They did that to Eden Hazard too.
I saw someone in the comments, it was John Terry, I think. Mm-hmm. He was like, he's just trying to start a fight. He was like, if I were in that barbershop, I would never come back. I hate Tottenham.
Yeah. They do that to other teams too.
Yeah.
Like put their rivals. But yeah, the three of the back four are from the academy, which is nice.
And they're younger still or no?
Reece James is 25,
okay.
26. So Levi Colwill is our age, I know.
Oh, wow.
Chalaba is a little bit older. And then our left back is Mark Cucurella, coming off a goal last weekend.
Cucurella.
Love that dude.
Dame una paella.
Good holding midfielders of Caicedo and Fernandez. Caicedo is just literally mostly a defender. And then Enzo creates the opportunities. And then our wingers are Jadon Sancho, who's playing against his old academy. He grew up in the City Academy. Okay. Yeah. So him and Palmer did.
Yeah. Palmer was actually on City.
Yeah, he was. His only goal involvement with Man City was against Chelsea, and he got an assist. So Palmer,
Sancho,
and Madueke, and then Nicholas Jackson.
Nicholas Jackson.
So it's a strong lineup, in my opinion. The 4-2-3-1 always works out, and
I know City just re-signed Haaland for 9 years.
Yeah, so Haaland's in the starting lineup. They have their new signing, Marmoush. Omar Marmoush. They just signed him. Making his debut.
What position is he?
He's the cam. He's the number 7. Mm. So he's right behind Haaland.
Does, what's his name? Their star boy, the young kid. Does he still
play? Foden?
Yeah, does he still play? Yeah,
he's the left winger.
Okay.
So he's going to be going. I mean, he likes to drift inside, but since they have their new signing, who I don't know how he's going to play, I haven't seen him play, he might dictate the middle, and that means Foden will go out wide, which is not a bad thing because he's going against Reece James, and Reece James is a really good defender.
So can we get a halftime and full-time score prediction?
Halftime? Probably. Because you're watching the game too, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with some family friends to watch it.
I think it's going to be at halftime, probably 0-0. I think it'll be an even first half. And then I'd say Chelsea wins 3-2.
Who do you think scores?
I think Palmer's going to score. Because, I mean, I'm wearing his jersey and he has to score. Yeah. Palmer scoring. Nani scoring. And Palmer scoring again.
Any pens?
Probably. There's probably going to be a pen in this game. And I think City's going to have a pen. Haaland's going to score. And then I'd say Bernardo Silva's going to score.
There you go.
What about you?
I think it's going to be 1-0 early City. I think Haaland's going to put his little Norwegian dome on the ball. And then I think it's going to be 1-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. And then I think Chelsea scraps back to make it 1-1. And then in added time, it's going to be, I think Nicholas Jackson will score that one.
So 2-1 win?
2-1 in added time. I think there'll be a
game winner.
I can't predict the game winner. Someone's going to have a game winner, Chelsea. So
we'll see. I mean, it's interesting because I don't remember the last time we beat City.
I thought it was the time. Oh, at City,
yeah, in the prem. At least
we watched one game with you where, like, you remember the one where Foden like went on the stands and went like this, where he, like, sat down, and then they were like, that was the announcer call where Palmer had a hat trick and he scored a pen, and the announcer is like, City's boy is Chelsea's man.
Yeah, the 4-4.
Yeah. I guess you didn't win. Yeah.
No, that was
you
drew. I think the last time we beat City was 2021, I think.
I just know you guys scraped back to stay in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcer had pure gold of a commentary.
Yeah. No, the last time we beat City was when there was no fans in the stadium. That's what I remember. Because I remember watching that game when they beat them. I forgot what the scoreline was. It was we won on a game winner in extra time, I remember, by a goal from Marcus.
Must be unfortunate being a City fan, because now that they're so good and have so much money, people must assume it's bandwagon.
Well, yeah.
It's like being a Warriors fan. Like, even if you have been your entire life and you say you're a Warriors fan, people just assume that you're a bandwagon. Like Trey Jackson, like assumes Trey. That he's a bandwagon, but he's born and raised and he's always loved the Warriors.
Well, I mean, either way, this is a big game because...
You guys are in fourth?
If we win, we jump to fourth place.
When would the allegations towards money come into play with City? Like, when do they determine whether or not they're free of that?
I have no idea, honestly.
Because you guys have, what, 40 points? They have 38.
They have 38, so if they win, they jump us. They, but... Dang. Oh, I forgot. That was a... There was a really good game this weekend, which is going on right now. It was Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. And if you look at the table, Nottingham Forest is in third.
Damn, they're getting...
Yeah, and Bournemouth is in sixth. So it's two teams that are overachieving so much this year.
Nottingham Forest for real.
And
I thought they were
Forest
not good.
Forest is getting destroyed.
Yeah, they're getting absolutely dealt with right now.
It's 3-0.
The 88th.
Liverpool is winning 4-0. Arsenal's up 1-0.
On Wolves.
Yeah, and then Newcastle is winning 3-2.
Yeah, it looks like a good game.
And we got some folks watching.
We got some tours.
Yeah, so that...
Are we model citizens of Marquette?
I don't know. We got tours, so imagine that was Trey. Our roommate's giving tours today.
A tour just came by and is watching us do a podcast.
Yeah, this is
so
a first.
We're kind of like...
We're the fish
the in picture the fish boys.
Bowl.
Yeah.
We're the fish in the fishbowl right now.
Just talking about the Prem.
Talking about the Prem so they can come in and...
Speak with us.
Speak with us if they know.
We need a whiteboard to ask them who's going to win the game today. But
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for this game because when it's like... when those big games are really fun to watch, they're always... high end, they're always end to end. It's like a basketball match usually, and especially against Man City, where Palmer always shows up against those teams.
I really like watching soccer games, specifically with you, because you have
a tie, like a tie to a team. Or
I just like watching matches with you because you like have a like affiliation, like actually care so much about who wins. But I like soccer in particular because it's not high scoring. So like anytime they're even as remotely close to a chance of scoring, it's just so tense. You know what I mean? About to get scored on, like everyone's just tense. But like in basketball or the NBA, everyone's scoring. The only time it becomes interesting is if the score is close.
Yeah, at the end of the game.
But it's always close in soccer unless someone like is really that much better than the other team.
Yeah.
Which I like.
It's especially in these games, like in the professional games, you can see that like just one mistake, one bad pass can lead to a goal. And that's like, you have to be like perfect.
Yeah.
Which is like.
It's always fun because I'll be like making breakfast in the morning too. And like, you're just like dead set on the screen as you're, yes! And then I look and someone scored.
Yeah, it's in the morning too. So
I love it.
I wake everybody up sometimes.
So I am with tennis. I stay locked in.
You have to. That's why I want to go to a game, because that's what the whole atmosphere is. Everybody's just locked into the game.
Yeah, I like that. That's what
sports are all about, man.
America should take notes.
Yeah, instead of just leaving
on
to
European
get a beer.
Sports.
Leaving to get like two beers for your buddies. Or leaving
it just makes
food.
Sports game entertainment spectacles instead
when
of sports.
When everybody's watching, too, because then the crowd's in it. It's like a perfect, like it's 100% home field, home court advantage in that sense.
Yeah, I feel like. This sounds bad, but, like, not a lot of true... I'm going to use, like, the Bucks and Bulls as an example. Not a lot of true Bucks and Bulls fans go to every game. Like, it's more like, oh, I'm going to bring my family. Mm-hmm. So the Bucks and Bulls will do things to make it entertaining for a family rather than sports.
Yeah.
But I like it for tennis and soccer because everyone's just, like, Everybody likes the game and not the semantics around the game.
Mm-hmm.
I know for tennis, it's a rule that you can't move just because it's distracting to the players if you're, like, walking up out of your seat. So they make sure everyone's seated before the ball is served.
That's smart.
But that's just for distraction, not because it's, like, illegal.
Yeah.
But I know because people care about the game in soccer, they don't move.
Yeah. So any final things you want to say?
Well, let me see.
Get the notebook out.
Yeah, let me get my...
Get the quote book
college,
out.
College... Oh, wow. No. Let me get the college basketball standings. Okay, we play Butler on Tuesday.
Yes.
W.
W. Has to be a win.
And then next one's UConn, so we want UConn.
Yep, that's all we want sometimes. It's just a win. That's all I ask for, honestly.
Yeah, hope everyone has a good day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Milwaukee.
Talking about how it actually feels like
30 degrees has never felt so warm.
I know. I might go to Bradford.
I might go to the beach, dude. But yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week because next week could be a really fun one. National Marquette Day. Those are always a good time.
Sir.
Yeah, just enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. Up the Blues. Hopefully we win. Up Marquette and
up Cole Palmer.
Yeah,
up Alexander Zverev in the final tomorrow.
Yeah, tennis.
I'm so mad I can't watch it.
I don't even know what song I want to play. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know. I usually leave. Oh, well, dude, we got more.
Heck yeah. Either If We Go Down or High. H-I-G-H. Or If We Go Down.
By Stolen Gin.
Huh?
Who's
Stolen Gin. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks everybody for listening again. And
thank you for having me, Herney.
Oh yeah, we're on this. All right.
Stay classy, Marquette.
We'll see ya.